You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. On today's show, where public schools fall short, you could take up the slack just like millions of people are doing these days. Plus, you want to write a book, but how do you get it published? We'll help you get that novel in the stores in a jiffy. Let's meet the friends. It may be a hard luck life, but not for her. It's Erin Myers.
Oh, you stole my tagline right there. It is a hard knock life maybe for Target right now because of their new Annie-inspired line. I'll tell you why coming up.
The news can be unfortunate at times, but you got to hear what Jay Campidonia has for you.
If you carry a gun, you've got to be responsible. Today we have a tragic reminder of that.
And making sure you say, I didn't know that, at least once a day, it's Chris Martin.
2015 is expected to be a banner year for many American corporations, but for a few companies, it could be their last.
Their last?
Dun, dun, dun.
Wow. All right. Can't wait to hear that, but we're going to get started with you, Erin. We're talking about the hard knock life and Target taking some knocks, huh?
Yeah, a little bit right now because, you know, the new Annie movie, it's out and it stars Kevonzine Wallace, who is African-American. Well, Target has a new line for kids and their main model is a Caucasian girl. So this is making some parents angry because they say, you know, if the line's based on the new movie, it should be a little more true to what the movie is. And they
Is the line based on the new movie or is it based on the history of Annie?
Well, it is supposed to be more related to this new Annie, the new generation of Annie. Mm. That is what they say. But Target's response is that they say that they have a variety of girls that they're using from different backgrounds, and it reflects anyone can embody the spirit and character of Annie.
Do they have another ad, like three
they
or four of
couple,
them?
They have a couple. The main ads are, you know, Caucasian girl. That's the one that you see in the store. And online, though, there are ads with all different girls.
Oh.
But in
so
the store,
go online,
it's the
you could
girl.
See an Asian Annie, for instance, if you want to.
Exactly. So, you know, a couple parents unhappy, and there is a petition out there saying Target should apologize.
You know what Target should do on their website? When you land there on the Annie section, you should just have like a drop-down menu, and you can, pick the race.
Just changes the head, but the body stays the same?
Pick your Annie.
More or less, yeah.
Well, they're upset because the main Annie wears this red dress and has a locket, so that's the signature look, and that's not the same as the movie.
Well, so. I mean, what are we coming to that anybody takes a picture of any product, it has to be displayed by every single race, otherwise somebody's going to get ticked and sue?
People are very sensitive.
Well,
nowadays.
The context
I mean, that
of,
seems ridiculous.
The context is there's this new movie with Kevonzine in it.
Yeah.
That's the context.
Sure. So, I'm Target, and I chose this girl because I think she fits the part.
Yeah.
You should have the freedom to do that without getting yelled at, right?
Well, I mean, you have the freedom to do it, but you also have the freedom to hear the people who yell because they have the freedom to yell about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
So good point,
you're
Phil.
Gonna,
good
you're
point.
Gonna get what
Let's
comes.
Agree to disagree and move on.
Yeah. All right.
They should have just reached out to Kevonzine herself.
Oh, do you know how much that would have cost?
That's what I was thinking, right.
No, they did ask her to participate, and she did a little bit, but she wasn't going to be, you know, in the ads.
Yeah.
So.
I don't shop at Target anymore. Big movie star.
Yeah, exactly. Wasn't she up for an Oscar?
I'm not going to lie. I actually love shopping at Target. I think they have a great selection
of
things.
Well, I love Kevonzine. She's great. That movie with the I always forget what it's called. The elephants.
Beast of the Southern Wild.
Beast of the Southern Wild.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good one.
Wish I could remember the names of things. But one of my favorite movies.
I still have to see that because I've heard it is great.
It is. It is very, very good. All right. So last week, Jay brought us the phenomenon, which is apparently known as man-spreading.
I know.
And this is, Jay, what is it again? It is
a glorious practice of men spreading out on the subway or the park benches, taking up as much space as they need.
Yes, as they need. And there's an important matter when it comes to need here. And Erin, you have a man-spreading update.
I do. I'm sad that I missed this last week because when I saw it this week, I was like, wow, really? This cannot be legit, but it is. Well, now the Canadian Association for Equality, they've created a change.org petition that calls for Toronto Transit to not campaign against man-spreading. Mm-hmm. And they say, Here's why. Because they say it can be physically painful for men to close their legs. And if you can't force women to stop breastfeeding or bringing strollers on transit, then they say men shouldn't have to, you know, take up just one seat as well.
Uh-huh.
And that it would be sexism. So everyone.
That's right.
Yeah, everyone hogs seats is what
you know, here's
implying.
What's going to happen ultimately, Aaron. And I don't know if you can explain this to me, but when women want to protest things, very often a group of them will get together and take off their clothes in public. And I never understood what that proved other than a bunch of guys get to see a bunch of gals naked.
Well, that's the whole point. You lose the message on the boob.
Exactly. So here's what I suspect. I'm going to predict this is going to happen. If the man-spreading supporters in the Change.org petition has some traction and success, then there will be a group of ladies who will insist on sitting or spreading, shall we say, on the subway.
See, I would just go bring a pillow and lay down across all the seats and not the spreading situation, like I'm going to just lay down and get comfortable.
Well, what point would that make?
I can take up as much space as I want and take a nap while I'm traveling.
Well, you can because you're a pretty girl.
Yeah.
I'd still get pushed off a subway seat. Are you kidding?
A group of guys protesting on the subway, we would get thrown out.
All right. So countdown to lady spreading. That's all I'm saying.
Lady spreading. Oh, God. That does not sound good.
And you have another update. This one is on a dog.
This is a nice update, actually. We were talking about Bella the dog who, in the will with his owner, he was supposed to be euthanized and buried with her, or he had to get to this animal sanctuary in Utah, and it's like 1,800 miles away. Well, I guess
the will said, congratulations, when I die, you die.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
you know, not the best thing, I think, to have happen in a will. Well, the Best Friends Animal Society, because of all the publicity, they saw Bella's plight, and now Bella is in Utah from Indiana and has arrived. They threw him a big party when he got there, and he will survive.
Bella's a he?
He is a he, yeah.
Oh,
Bella's a he.
Okay.
And they don't know if he'll be able to get adopted yet, though, because the will does say he's supposed to be at the shelter, but at least he's going to live.
Yeah, all
he
right.
He will survive.
It's like a scavenger hunt will, you know? It's like, all right, my dog's either going to be put down or you're going to find it a home 1,800 miles away from here, and then it puts everybody to work to save the dog.
Yeah, that's funny, Chris. I think, do people, smile down and laugh at us, while we're running around?
Right, gotcha.
Cut off like chickens, trying to do things like that, yeah. All right, Jay, on to you now, and this is one of those unfortunate stories that you just can't believe when you hear it, and it is sad, but true.
It is, and I want to start the story off by saying I am a huge proponent of people carrying firearms. I wish here in California they would ease up on the concealed carry laws because I think everybody should have the chance to protect themselves. But with that being said, a lot of the responsibility comes with carrying a gun.
Yep.
In Hayden, Ohio, in Idaho, excuse me, a woman and her family, they're getting together for the holidays. And what do you do in Hayden, Ohio, Idaho? Well, you go to the giant Walmart, right?
That sounds like a party.
Sounds like a party, so family's checking out the Walmart and they're checking out, I'm going to go check out the boys section, I'm going to go check out the girls section. Well, the mother has her gun in her purse.
Concealed gun.
Concealed carry permit, legal gun owner. And in Idaho, I'm sure you can carry a gun just about anywhere.
Yep.
And she had her purse in her basket, if you will. Shopping cart. You know, where you would set your kids.
Yeah. Did she have a baby with her?
She did. Her 2-year-old son, Phil. And her 2-year-old son reached into the purse, grabbed the gun, and shot and killed his mother this morning.
Oh.
Yikes.
The entire family was there and witnessed the act. The cops have talked about 10 minutes ago, as we do the show live, on December 30th. And they said that security cameras have caught the incident. They're going to be investigating. I guess a family member says, I watched the child reach into the purse, pull out the gun, point it at his mother, and pull the trigger.
Oh, man.
Wow.
So it's a very tragic scene in Hayden, Idaho. And it's one of those deals where if you're going to carry a gun, you have to be responsible.
Yeah.
And don't put it next to your 2-year-old kid.
No,
I've told you guys before that I grew up in Idaho.
Yeah.
Right.
And actually, Hayden, Idaho is one of the areas that I lived at for a while. It's Hayden Lake, Idaho, actually. There's a lake out there.
Yeah.
And in Idaho, they do encourage gun use at a young age. I remember being 11 years old and I was able to go through Fish and Game to get my hunter's license and was literally able to carry a 12-gauge shotgun right down the middle of the street as long as the shell was not chambered.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that? Yeah. Well, see, ladies, another thing. I wonder if we need a permit to carry a purse, because you go to the market and you see these ladies with a shopping cart, their purse wide open in that little section where the child sits, and their back turned to the purse.
Yeah.
I could walk through there and pick off five or six purses in a matter of 2 minutes and walk out of that place. Of course, they'll catch me on video, but just the same, you know, I don't know all of the details in this tragic story, but was the purse sitting there next to the young boy, wide open?
As far as we know, is wide open, I'm not sure.
Mom not paying attention because, you know, your purse, sure, you're carrying a gun. Maybe you feel secure that nobody's going to steal your purse, but that's where the gun is, so you got to keep an eye on that purse.
Exactly.
The only good thing is the child's only two, so hopefully this isn't something they'll ever remember.
Well,
yeah, I mean,
ruined for life.
I imagine it's horrible.
The family's going to talk about that forever.
Exactly.
Oh, boy. All right, well, Walmart will survive all of this. Naturally. But there are some companies that are headed for a swift demise. Companies you shop at or have shopped at, companies you recognize, national companies that are just going to go away. And Chris will reveal which companies those are next here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. There you go. You've gone and done it. You started listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends, and you can't stop. I'm Phil. We have Aaron, Jay, and Chris. And this is the final show of 2014. Next time you hear our voices, it will be a new year. Unless you're listening to this in the future. Now I feel strange. Well, thanks for tuning in, regardless of when it is, in time and space. And we are going to lament for about 30 seconds the demise of a handful of brands that you recognize. They're just not, they're not making it anymore, and there's no need for them. Isn't that right, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, you'll have to debate on whether or not you need it personally or not, but a bunch of brainiacs got together and they studied financial trends for companies in 2014, and a lot of companies did really well. Some companies like GM and IBM hit some rough patches, but these companies, according to these brainiacs, are headed for certain doom, and I'll give you six companies here. Well, they're saying that they won't make it through 2015, so these companies are alive right now, but by the end of next year, they might not be. At the top of the list, we have Radio Shack.
Radio Shack.
Oh, I like Radio Shack.
Bummer.
Yeah.
What do you like it
batteries?
For?
They had something. I went to a big store and asked for a specific thing to connect for my TV.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we don't have that. You have to buy a new TV. I go to Radio Shack. They're like, yes, we can help you. $15. Thank you so much.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I agree on the Radio Shack connectors thing.
Yeah.
But I will say that every Radio Shack connector I've purchased has not lived very long.
No. Well, you don't expect it to.
So you get that little
cheap.
You need a connector in a hurry, you get it. Now you take the next 2 or 3 months to research where you can actually find well-made connectors.
There you go.
Yes, it gives you that time to look properly.
Yeah.
And they give you the personal service, but at the end of the day, when you see these stores like the Microsoft stores and the Apple stores and what they've done to sort of come of age with the changes,
what is actually Radio Shack's purpose other than connectors? I mean, what do they sell? They sell those little radio-controlled cars.
I was going to say, cheap radio-controlled cars for your kids. You can get them, too, and you don't care if they
And they have
destroy
they have TVs for sale in there. They're usually, you know, like 25-inch TVs. And who's buying those? Who's going to Radio Shack to buy a 25-inch TV?
If it's cheap enough, I need one for the garage.
Do you?
If it doubles as an AM-FM radio, I'm all over it.
You guys can save them.
How about
right
a 5-band or a CB, you know? Great.
Okay, let's see if you guys can relate to this next company, American Apparel. Might not be making it.
Good.
We're all familiar with them, though,
don't
right?
Know what they sell. Is that
clothing?
Trendy clothes?
Trendy clothes.
Kind of trendy, but boring and blah, I think. Yes, in my
that's
opinion.
That's not the company.
In my
that,
opinion.
Is that the company where the guy was putting up billboards with the underage kids?
That's
and,
exactly
sexual,
right.
Suggestive.
Yes, they're very weird ads.
Poses, yeah. Okay.
One of the reasons, their CEO was tagged with several sexual harassment lawsuits. How about this company, Sears? We're all familiar with Sears.
Sears is going to
Sears cannot go out of business.
The Kardashians killed them.
Who's going to honor my Craftsman guarantee, lifetime guarantee?
Sears, that's a great question. I've got a lot of Craftsman stuff.
Someone will pick up that contract, like Home Depot or something.
Well, Home Depot and Lowe's, they have their own products.
Yeah, someone's got to pick it up, though. Maybe Craftsman just opens its own stores. It's a good question, though. One of the reasons they're going down, they merged with Kmart in 2005. They said it was going to be a dream merger. Turned out to be kind of a
nightmare. I'm surprised Kmart is still around.
Well, and they should be on this list. They're already closing all over the place. How about this clothing company, Abercrombie and Fitch? Actually, it's Abercrombie and Fitch.
Really?
That's the naked advertisement.
Yeah, that's the one where you walk up, and if you're a girl, you're like, oh.
11 straight quarters of declined sales. Two more. Martha Stewart Living.
What?
Apparently, she's just not staying relevant enough. Yeah. Their line's not staying relevant enough. And then the last one, Malaysia Airlines.
That's
good chance it might not
surprising.
Make it through 2015.
Oh. Wait a minute.
He's laughing.
It's
sad.
It's on the list, but it's a totally inappropriate time to bring that up.
For sad reasons,
we have the AirAsia thing going on right now, and they're picking bodies out of the ocean that, you know, at least they found evidence that perhaps this one went somewhere other than, you know, who knows where that Malaysia Airlines plane went, right?
Yeah,
was it Malaysia that disappeared?
Yes. Flight 370. And actually, since then, the government has been putting money, almost $2 billion into the company to keep it afloat, but it's just not enough with the reputation. So,
Well,
there you go.
You know another airline that took some hits over the weekend?
What's that?
United Airlines. It was cold. It was 40-something degrees at the airport. I forget where it was, but somewhere in middle America where it was nice and cold. And you know how you have those carrying boxes for your dog?
Yep.
What are those called?
Kennels
crates?
Or crates.
Crates? Yeah. Well, people started noticing there was a dog crate on the tarmac. The dog crate was on the tarmac in the 40-degree cold, and rain was pouring down on it.
Aww.
The dog crate was there for an hour.
Jeez.
For an hour. Now, the airline said, well, you know, we have a policy of putting in all the luggage first and putting in the animals last because when we land, they're the first out.
Oh. Right, exactly.
Well, that does make sense. But,
Yeah, but then they also kind of passed the buck that said, well, you're going to have to talk to the baggage agents about that first.
So I don't understand, like, if they're sitting there, and did the plane pull away?
No.
Or it just took an hour to load the baggage up, and that's what people
were
looking
at? Well, you know, when you're sitting in the waiting area, when you're waiting to get on the plane.
Yeah, the lounge.
Yeah, there you go. And you could see out onto the tarmac. You could see the plane. Hey, that's my plane.
Right.
Then you see the guys cruising around, and they're dropping luggage on the tarmac, and sometimes they pick it up, sometimes they don't. You see the guys sifting through people's bags, and then it goes up the conveyor belt. You know, and you're watching for all of that stuff before they start calling, 90-year-olds in wheelchairs first.
Right,
that's, you know, and then, first class, and, hoity-toities, you're next. Okay, children who are most likely to, have a tantrum, you're next. You know, and then by the time they get through the whole long list, it's an hour.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Then you're sitting in the plane waiting for them to taxi out. So, you know, it's typically an hour before from the beginning of getting the bags on the plane to when you start taxiing out.
I wonder what did the owner want? Do you know what I mean? Like
$1 million.
Well, people
cover
started
it with something.
People
I don't
started
know.
Tweeting about it. And God. There was all of a sudden it went viral because somebody shot a picture of it and tweeted it.
Of course.
Went viral.
That puppy's probably sick now. It probably has a cold.
Yeah. Sick puppy.
Yeah.
It's a puppy.
Yeah.
A live creature. Live creature.
Yeah. Oh,
you got coal in your stocking. I know you did.
Right. You love when people tweet, though. I mean, didn't the CIA just send a bunch of tweets?
They did, and they're actually owning up to something from the 1950s and 60s. They recently said, actually yesterday, that if you saw unusual activity in the skies in the 50s, it was them. Apparently, they were testing the U-2 spy plane at altitudes over 60,000 feet.
Yeah.
And so people didn't realize that could happen. So people thought it was like UFOs and
but it
aliens.
Doesn't, it doesn't look like a flying saucer, the U-2.
But I think in the 50s and 60s, they didn't know that could be a possibility.
Oh, okay.
So it was like, what's that
they
in the sky?
Naive. Yeah.
It must be Armageddon.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, like when people started having telephones or when the radio started going. It was, you know.
Shocking.
It must be Satan.
Yeah. Like rock and roll was back in that time.
Exactly.
That Elvis.
Hey, you know what? I think we can all agree that the quality of public education is not at all what it used to be. And if you have children, it makes sense, if you have the time, to take matters into your own hands. At least get more involved in your child's education. Doesn't that make sense? Well, there's a trend in that direction, all based on the growth of a website that kind of proves it. It offers educational tools to teachers and parents. You need to know about this if you have children who are languishing in public schools. We'll speak with the CEO of education.com next, right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. All right, you need only watch The Tonight Show over the years. Remember jaywalking?
That was the best.
Yeah. They're just talking to normal people and asking them questions that, you know, common knowledge stuff. And people are just not real bright these days.
I love it.
Yeah. And I don't know if collectively we just quit paying attention in school or if the schools are really as bad as we all think they are. Because I was always told that school wasn't as good as it was when my parents went to school. I mean, my dad went to one of those schoolhouses where all the neighborhood kids went to the same place, regardless of what age they were.
Sure.
And my dad ultimately came out with a high school diploma, whatever. But he knew more than what most post-grads knew coming out of that little schoolhouse. And so things seem to have devolved over time. And they're really awful now. That there are some pockets where things are getting a little better. Arguably, some people say no. Those there's certain types of schools, private schools, and some of the other schools in the public system, where the community has a larger voice in what happens, that are showing some improvement. But just the same, as a parent, you want your kid to have a full education, to have an opportunity in life, and sometimes you got to take matters into your own hands. And there are tools online to do that, and some very exciting and interesting tools. And joining us live to talk about this trend toward doing that is the co-CEO and chief marketing officer for education.com, Rich Yang. Hello, sir.
Hi there, Phil. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Well, first of all, what exactly is education.com?
Sure. Well, education.com, we are a leading website, and our mission is to help teachers, parents, and homeschoolers help their kids succeed in school. We're very proud of how many teachers and parents have used us. Over 80 million visited us this year alone.
This year, 80 million?
80 million, yes. And we just recently surpassed 5 million members. And what a member means, Phil, is that they register with us to use our worksheets or our activities or our science fair ideas or our new educational games.
So what do you think is behind the popularity of the site?
Well, you know, it's education, as you mentioned, has really changed a lot. Before, you know, growing up when I went to school over 30 years ago, a parent's job was to make sure their kids got to school, buy a house, hopefully in a good neighborhood with a good school, and off you went. And today now, parents feel a lot more pressure, a lot more expectation to be involved.
I'll tell you, when I went to school, the parents' responsibility was to show me the door, and then it was my job to find the school.
That's right.
Exactly. Well, yeah, exactly, Phil, and things have changed. In fact, we surveyed over 10,000 parents and teachers recently, And almost two-thirds of those parents now say that they spend twice as much time with their kids on homework as their parents spent with them.
Yeah. And well, hopefully they're not doing their child's homework for them.
Well, the funny thing about that is while they may not be doing it, they're spending the time, and equally important, they view it as really important.
Yeah.
80% of them say that the homework that's being assigned at school is very valuable. So a lot of times you hear this trend about too much homework, but it seems like parents, the stakes have just gone up.
Right.
And
well, is homeschooling on the rise?
Homeschooling is on the rise. That is something, it's been a very interesting trend. It's been about roughly 3% of the population, but it's growing rapidly. And in many cases, it's just because they feel like schools are not meeting their needs. And that's for a variety of reasons. Some of it is because they have special needs. Others are for religious reasons. And for other reasons, quite frankly, they believe that they can do it better than the schools themselves.
Aaron has a question for you.
Yeah, it's related to homeschooling. I think... You know, you're saying that parents can then have some control and make sure kids are learning what they need to do. Is there any issues, for example, with socialization if kids are homeschooled? Does that become a different kind of problem ever?
Absolutely. I think different people have different opinions about that, but I think that is one of the things. What we find and learned is that homeschoolers, they tend to be in communities and pockets, so they often, many of the homeschoolers do it for values, and they feel it's more important, the trade-off between socialization versus the values that they feel are important to teach their children.
Yeah, right. And anyway, these days, kids spend 90% of their social interactive on social media. So,
true.
So they're not even looking at each other in the face, although they do that with their FaceTime and all those other things. So they could do that from home. So what happens if parents who are not completely homeschooling, you know, their child still goes to a public school, but they're getting the extra materials, and they take their child in a different direction than what is being taught at the school, and as a result, test grades go down, and the child's at the bottom of the rung, at least at school.
Well, I think the question you're asking, Phil, is one of the reasons folks come to our site a lot is, well, it's really two reasons. Either they're trying to hopefully have a high-achieving child that they can give a boost, but also, unfortunately, there are a lot of kids that do fall behind for various reasons, and that's why parents feel the need to be involved and to help. And that's why we see so much growth in terms of our products and services, because they're trying to give their kids more practice. That's something that's also changed a lot is the amount of what we call supplemental education that's needed these days. The practice leads to more what we say competence, and that competence ultimately leads to a lot more confidence. And that's what ultimately a parent is looking for, is that their child is confident in their learning.
Right. Gotcha. Now, with teachers, it's another story. You mentioned that teachers are using education.com as well. And you know how unions and school districts are. Those teachers, they're not necessarily sticking their necks out too far, are they?
Well, you know, I think the unions get a bad rap. And my own views aside, I think that teachers, I spend a lot of time in the classrooms, and I think teachers are doing the very best that they can. They are overworked. They have a lot on their hands. And things like the new Common Core standards, they're trying their best to get their arms around all of that. And so in my view, and actually from survey data that we've looked at, parents actually view their school's teachers very, very favorably. And so while teachers sometimes, I think, get an unfair rap, I think most are doing the best they can. And they, again, come to websites like ourselves to get additional resources to help their kids succeed.
Yep.
And excel.
And we're speaking with Rich Yang. He's the co-CEO and CMO of Education.com. And, Rich, you have a new program called Brainzy. What's that?
Sure. Well, Brainzy is a program for preschool through first graders, and it's an innovative new program that is about 300 fun games and videos and songs and read-along stories. And it was designed with the help of teachers to help kids learn the essential skills necessary for preschool and kindergarten. What we find is that parents are most engaged in their kids' education at the youngest ages, because at that point they have the most control. And what we also found with parents was they were just bewildered. There's over 100,000 educational apps out there right now for your iPad or for the tablet that you own. And it's really confusing. And quite frankly, you also don't know what is the educational value of some of these educational apps,
yeah.
so-called educational apps. And
one,
so what we developed,
yeah, go ahead.
Was a series. So what we developed was this whole series of games that covers a year's worth of learning, and it was put together. And what we wanted to do also was make it, of course, really fun. That's what's important, so that kids will engage. And so we hired and worked with a team of artists and designers that had experience with Nickelodeon, The Learning Company, and Leapfrog, and created this really great, fun, lovable cast of original characters. So the kids don't even learn that, even understand that they're learning while they're having that much fun.
Yeah. All right. One last thing I have for you. If somebody wants to keep their kid away from the public school and homeschool them, take complete control of their child's education, can they find everything they need at education.com?
Yes, we have a lot of resources for homeschoolers at education.com.
All right. That's a quick and easy answer. Well, thank you very much. And we, man, I can't go back in time and homeschool my kids, but they all turned out. Luckily for
thank
us.
Thank you for having me, Phil.
Happy to have you, and happy new year, and continued success to you there at education.com.
All the best. Thank you.
All right, there he goes. That is the co-CEO and CMO of that website, Rich Yang. And here you go. You got an idea for a book?
Tons.
I mean, we've all said that, right? Man, I should write a book. If I had time, I could just sit down and write it. Well, now what? You still need to get it published. That's a whole other thing, or as the kids like to say, a whole nother thing. Our next guest will teach you how to get that book into the hands of thirsty readers in a hurry. That's next here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. Here we are. It's Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil Hewlett, Jay Campidonia, Chris Martin, Aaron Myers. We're all here for you. And how many times have you said that? I don't think I'm going out on a limb to say that most of us have had ideas that we think would make a good book. The trick is sitting down and writing it, first of all. Who has time for that? But maybe you do. The next trick is convincing some publisher who doesn't know you from Adam to publish your book. What should you do? Well, let's get some answers. Chris Kennedy is the author of several books, including military and science fiction trilogies, and the upcoming book, Inside Publishing for Profit, How to Get Your Novel Out of Your Head and Into the Stores. And Chris Kennedy joins us live now. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
Excellent. Even better now that you're here. I did a quick Amazon search on your name, and you've written a bunch of books. Tell us how you got started with all of this.
Well, I just want to say thanks a lot for having me on today. As far as the question goes, I've read that 81% of Americans have a story they want to tell, but only 1%. That was never me. I was part of the 19% that never had a story. And I was driving home one day and all of a sudden it just came to me. I got home and started writing and it just kept coming. And all of a sudden I had a book and I said, geez, now that I've got it, what do I do with it?
Now what? I could hand it out to my friends.
Yeah.
It's a lot of Xeroxing.
Right. I you know, contacted probably about 100 different agents, and the half of them that did reply all said no.
100 agents. You have more stick-to-itiveness than I think most people do. I think I'd quit after 10.
Well, I really believed in the book, so I kept going and, kept trying, and nobody ever liked it. So, you know, I heard about this thing called indie publishing or self-publishing.
Yeah, what is that, indie publishing? Explain that.
Indie publishing is nothing more than independent publishing. It's kind of a nicer name than self-publishing. Self-publishing kind of has a bad rap. partially deservedly so sometimes, but you know, so indie publishing is kind of taking over in place of self-publishing. Just it doesn't have some of the negative connotations.
Yeah. All right. So how long does it take then? And how much money do you need to pull something like that off?
Well, it varies is unfortunately the answer. You can do it for free if you really wanted to.
Free.
So it's something that anybody could do if they had the time. It's all a matter of what kind of product are you trying to turn out, and the skills that you start out with. Anybody can do it. Like I said, you know, the things that you may want to spend money on, you know, perhaps, you know, somebody to design a book cover. Been, you know, they've done research that about 53% of a book's sales are based solely on the cover. So that might be something you might want to spend a little money on if you had to.
Sure.
But if you didn't have a single penny to your name, you could still do it for free.
Well,
as long as you had internet access.
What kind of money can you make then? I mean, you sold, I looked through your materials there, and I think it said you sold 40,000 copies of your books this year?
I have. I've sold about 40,000 copies in the past year.
Can an average guy like me make some make a living off of that?
You could. I think you absolutely could. You know, it's all a matter of having a plan, though. You know, it's the problem isn't that the information doesn't exist on how to do this. The problem is that there's so much information. You know, you could spend years just trying to figure out what you're supposed to do. You know, and I was in the Navy for 20 years and I learned how to plan. So I developed a plan for this and I've been carrying out the plan. And it's worked really well for me.
And now you're an author.
Now I'm an author.
Yeah.
If you'd asked people 2 years ago who's the least likely person to be an author, they would have said me.
Wow. Well, see, now you're writing science fantasy and all that, and you have your latest book, I think, came out in August. What's that one called?
Well, actually, the most recent one was a fantasy book called Can't Look Back. I also have a science fiction trilogy and two books that are military fiction.
Yeah.
So I've kind of gone all over.
I think a lot of people have on their bucket list, write a trilogy.
Yeah.
That's my sister's list right there.
Wow,
yeah.
No kidding. So when does your book on indie publishing come out?
That'll be out here end of January.
All right. So that one, you indie published a book on indie publishing?
I am.
Oh.
It's at the final proofreaders and editors right now.
All right.
Prior to coming out.
Okay. So you need to tell me, rough ballpark, what's it cost to indie publish a book on indie publishing? Because you want to get a lot of these out there to get a lot of people to start publishing books. This is not just a run of like maybe 5,000, right?
I'm hoping to sell about 50,000 of it.
Wow. All right. But what's it take then? You're going to get zero up front on this, no cost to get it started, or are you going to put a chunk of change down?
No, I've got about $300 into it for a cover, a person that I have that designs my covers for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have a couple $100 in editing for the people that I use to edit.
Yeah.
And then $27 for an ISBN.
All right.
It's an ISBN.
Oh, that's the
ISBN.
The number, the registration number, the beginning of the book, the ISBN or whatever it's called.
Yeah,
I don't read books. Do people actually still read books?
Oh, they get the Kindle out, right?
Ridiculous. Yes.
Are your books going to be on Kindle as well?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, probably about of the 40,000 books I've sold, 95% of them have been e-books.
Yeah,
you know, that people read on Kindle or Nook or whatever else.
Well, if you're like my daughters, and I know a lot of people that are like this, they like the smell of the book, they like holding it, and they like turning the pages and all of that. You're shaking your head, Aaron.
Like
are you like that?
Yeah, I love having a book in
my
hands.
I'm old school, too.
Yeah.
Well,
what about the people who just publish their book online, like through a blog, something to that effect? I mean, that's costs nothing, and you can make thousands in ad revenue, right?
I haven't done a whole lot of that, so I couldn't say yes or no. I'm working on publishing, you know, whole books, through Amazon, Barnes and Noble, you know, the online, you know, e-retailers.
Yeah. Well, once you've written the book from start to, you know, let's say you're done writing the book, you have the manuscript ready to go, you paid the guy to make the cover. How much more time is it before people can actually buy your book? Another, couple of months, or is it quicker or longer than that?
If the manuscript's done and the cover's done, it'll be ready tomorrow.
Wow. All right.
That's the one thing you get from, you know, indie publishing that you never got from traditional publishing. You know, traditional, you were waiting years to see your book out. In indie publishing, once it's done, you upload it to Amazon, and within 4 or 5 hours, it's usually out there.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. So is there a list out there of indie publishing organizations that you can go to and just say, okay, I want the A package, or I want the B package, or I want the C package?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, there are some author services companies that exist out there. That you can go to and, you know, say, hey, I'd like to contract for the editing for this book, or yeah, I'd like to contract for, you know, whatever other piece.
Are they all in India? No?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
They're in America.
All right. Very good. Your book upcoming, Indie Publishing for Profit, How to Get Your Novel Out of Your Head and Into the Stores. Chris Kennedy, continued good luck and success to you as an author, and maybe you've encouraged some more people to just get pen to paper and start typing away and get that book out there, because people will buy it. It's easier than you think. And thank you so much for opening our eyes.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Phil.
All right. There you go. Now you got to write your book?
Probably not. I get like a page in and then I quit.
Yeah. Takes forever, doesn't it?
You know what's great about books is they're great kindling.
Hey, come on.
Oh.
You're talking about the product you use to start a fire, right?
Book burning?
You guys are bad.
You're not burning books, are you?
No, but I mean, get into the 21st century. You know, I
don't
mean,
forget
on.
About There's... don't forget about coaster, table leveler.
Coaster's a good one.
Oh, leveler. Yeah.
Right.
That works. You know, if you've got
footstool,
you've got a hutch or something, and on the top, you know, where you've got the part that hides the...
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you got to put something on top of the hutch.
Put a book there.
Put a book there.
Gives
and then,
it a little bit of height.
It gets over the, what's that thing called? The finial or something like that? You furniture guys.
Wow. Some things are just better old school.
Yeah?
Like books, yes.
It's great to beat your little brother with, too. I used to knock him around with all my textbooks
all
back
right.
in the day.
Naughty,
may I just
list.
Say,
so much fun.
May I just say that there used to be a respect for books. People didn't write in them. They didn't dog-ear the pages, or they didn't do anything like that. And you could find old books. You could find books from the 20s or maybe even the 1800s, and they're in perfect shape. And that's because people used to respect the books. Not anymore.
Yeah.
They're hitting their brother with them. Hey, that went fast. That's the end of the first hour. But there's more to come, including which travel destinations will be hot, which will not for 2015. Our travel guide joins us. Plus, do you need yet another reason to despise Justin Bieber? And big Jay Capadonia love news coming up in our next hour of Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. This is hour two of the talk show, where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about most. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others. And we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. This hour, are you planning your trip to Cuba? Hey, it could become a hot destination this year. Our travel guy looks at the best and worst vacation spots for 2015. The friends are here, Aaron Myers, Jay Capadonia, Chris Martin. I'm Phil Hewlett. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get things rolling right away. Aaron, we'll start with you. And Are you gaga over this Ryan Gosling dude? He's an actor, right?
He is an actor, and you know, I'm going to be honest, not really.
Uh-oh.
I'm not, but I know many, many women and gay men are, so people like him. And I will say, he's a good actor, but he recently made his directorial debut, and I guess it did not go so well.
Uh-oh.
Actually, in Cannes, when it premiered, it had pretty bad reviews.
Yeah.
So it was just announced that his theatrical release for Lost River will not happen, and it is going to be released home entertainment in April.
Direct to download?
Yes. So he is not a triple threat yet. He's still working on it, but
why
yeah,
not?
At least he's trying.
Why do people in Hollywood always have to like test the boundaries? Why not just go with what you're good at and live life to the fullest?
Well, I think personally a lot of people who get into that field think they're good at everything.
Well, look,
that's a good point.
Well, come on, Jay, take Clint Eastwood, for instance.
Sure.
I mean, some of his directorial efforts were spectacular, mm-hmm. if not...
Oh, Gran Torino was yeah. awesome.
Yes.
The acting in that one, though, I mean, that was funny.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Speaking
yes,
of which,
racial slurs, every other word
well,
was
just,
fantastic.
There, some of it, you just, like, it was so over the top at times, you just couldn't help but bust up in the most inappropriate times, I yeah. felt like.
It yeah. reminds everybody of someone's grandpa from back in the day.
Sure.
But, you know, speaking of Clint Eastwood being a director, have
yeah.
you guys seen the previews for that American Sniper, which he is the director of?
I have
oh,
not.
Oh, he directed that?
Yeah,
oh,
his name's
did?
Associated
oh.
with
That's
it.
Another hottie in Hollywood. What's his name?
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper.
I get him a little more for some reason.
You got to see that preview,
Gosling.
Phil.
He comes around?
Hmm?
He comes around to the house?
That'd be nice. No,
was I misinterpreting what she said? She gets him more often.
Oh, no. Not in that way, but, you know, wishful thinking. No, I just understand his appeal more than Ryan Gosling,
yeah,
in my opinion.
I don't know.
Let's
all,
put that
all
out
of
there
this,
correctly.
All of this for me, Aaron, is like a punch to the head. I mean, I don't know the difference.
Then you should not just announce for hockey. You should play it, because apparently Patrick Kaleta, I don't know much about hockey, but he plays for Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a fight with an Ottawa player, Jared Cowan, and he hit himself first and then punched Cowan.
Oh.
And I don't know if it's because he's crazy or he was trying to scare the guy or he was pumping himself up, but there's video of it. It's kind of humorous. And
yeah.
I mean, that's the best
Gets
part
the
about
guy's
hockey.
Attention, right? Well,
yeah.
This guy's crazy.
Yeah.
He's
Have
nuts.
You ever seen that in all your years announcing
I've never seen a guy punch himself in the head first.
Did he draw blood or was
no,
he?
No, it was kind of an awkward punch. Like, I think he kind of missed a little, like, didn't hit himself yeah. hard, but it would have been funny if he knocked himself out.
Yeah, there's a vine of that out there that's, it's just going crazy. It's been downloaded a million times
mm-hmm.
at least.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
All right. You know what else is hilarious is, and I don't know what to think about it. I mean, there's some sickos out there. Mm-hmm. But when we start talking about the sickos, it is kind of funny until you think, okay, they're sickos. But, Jay, what are guys up to now?
Well, guys in China have been arrested, and some women have been arrested, and this is nothing new. Okay, prostitution ring, right? Now, we all know prostitution is terrible, blah, 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 blah. But it's a special kind of prostitution. Prostitution has now evolved into the fetish game. It is called the Wet Nurse Forum, and men were paying women so they could breastfeed.
Oh,
the men are
why?
Breastfeeding off of their
That is correct.
They're acting like babies?
That is correct.
Like really though like
there's actual
you know,
milk
yeah.
being supplied.
That is correct.
Oh boy.
Any other questions? You're probably right.
Okay.
Think of it this way. There's...
Are they wearing diapers?
Apparently some of the men do. They
oh,
dress up
man.
Like babies. They like to act like babies and then they get to feed, if you will.
Wow.
Yes, evidently the website has been in service since 2013. Okay, so it's just been a little bit over a year or so. And you can get services between $48 and $270, right?
Yes.
You got to be a member for $1,600, and that's how they kind of weed the people out. But
what people? The normal people?
Yeah.
I guess. I have no idea. But you can also get what's called a pure service.
Uh-oh.
And that involves breastfeeding from a woman with no sexual implications there for $6,500 a month.
No sex.
No sex.
Just go over there and feed from the teat.
Anytime you want. It's an on-call wet
just
nurse.
Their mama's
I can
little
say
baby.
That, right?
Wow.
Yes. Now, you can go a little impure
uh-oh.
And get a deeper level of service, meaning sexual intercourse,
no, see,
diaper rash.
Even-
Diaper rash.
Yeah, anything that you can think of, and that goes for $8,000 a month.
Well, can you – all right.
That
– Are some of these guys –
It's only wealthy people who can afford this, so that's a very strange.
All right, so the guys,
well, see, on the cheap, you can join the website for $10 a week, and then you can get read their diary of all the experiences.
See, this is sicker than sick, and I don't know why I'm fascinated with it, but I have another question. So the guy's lip locked, he's in his diaper.
Yes,
can he boil up a load in that diaper while he's there? I mean, is that part?
If you pay, remember, $48 will get you a wet nurse. Yeah.
And
right?
They have like little wipies and stuff and change them?
They do.
This is awful.
This is the thing. If you go for the impure, the $8,000 a month, you can let it rip anytime you want.
You know, I wonder if this type of behavior might be related to some childhood mother issues.
Yeah. I'm going to go with yes.
Wow.
Yeah, yes.
Maybe. Thank you, Dr. Freud. Oh, my gosh.
That has not come to the U.S. yet, right? I hope not.
I'm sure it's somewhere.
On its way?
Yeah, I'm sure it's somewhere.
And we've got that one guy who listens who's thinking, hey, Jay, thanks, buddy.
Only Jay would come with this story, yes.
All right. What's there's a story that has something to do with homeless folks and cages. What's that about?
Yeah, you know, in France, what they did was there's a really popular part of town called Enelume.
It's French.
And shop owners out there said, hey, look, you know, we're getting a lot of transients, we're getting a lot of drunks, we're getting a lot of drug use on the park benches outside of our shops. So we need to do something about it. They appealed to their city parliament or whatever the heck they have over there, and they put cages around all of the park benches. Cages.
Huh.
Well, that sparked major protests because how dare you? How dare you keep homeless from sleeping outside your shop? So people were jumping into the cages and mass protests. So the cages have since been gone, but they may come back. They said the shop owners and the city officials are going to get together and try to come up with some sort of solution to keep the homeless out of the bougie neighborhood, keep the drug use, and keep the people who, quote, drink nothing but alcohol all day away from outside of their stores.
No. All right. That's French. Sometimes, you know, pragmatism and compassion don't mix.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. All right. So, Chris... they still have bullfights in Mexico?
They do, surprisingly.
Yeah, it seems like it's falling out of favor.
Yeah, it's
around
kind of
the world.
Barbaric, really. Mm-hmm. But now, not only do they have bullfighting down there, but I guess it's becoming a trend for women to bullfight. So there's this young lady.
Wait, to clarify that. The women are the...
The matadors.
Oh, okay, good.
Maybe you call it... Maybe it's a different word for a matador.
Jay knows where I was going.
When it's a girl.
You guys zip it.
All right.
Carla de Los Angeles, which, how cool of a name is that?
Yes.
She's one of Mexico's very few female bullfighters. She's 26 years old, and she's in the hospital after her last bullfight because Gumasino was a bull that she said was very smart. I guess every time she tried to stab it to death with a sword, it would block her and then gore her with its horns.
Oh, I think that's fair. I'm sorry. Yeah. Is that bad?
So the first time, he stuck her in the butt with his horn and then tossed her in the air and threw her to the ground.
Oh. She got up for more?
She got up. She got out, got bandaged on her backside, and went back into the bullfighting ring.
That's a tough chick, man.
She said by this time, the bull had already learned to lift its head every time she would go to stab it, and then it gored her again in the leg.
Oh, man.
Four people run in to help her, and the bull gored one of them in the back and then broke the ribs of another guy.
Yeah.
During this bullfight, another bull from the match jumped a wall and crushed a spectator's face.
Go Gorbusimo. Yeah. What was his name again? Gorbusimo?
Yeah, it's Gumasino.
Oh, Gumasino.
See, yeah. It's been going on for so long. It's evolution of the bulls. It's like the Planet of the Apes, but with bulls.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
She says she's in pain right now, but she plans to get back in mid-January.
This is why Portugal got out of the bullfight, or was it Spain? Or maybe both. They got out of the bullfighting business.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I remember the last time I was in Spain, it was a while ago though. I was invited to a bullfight and I did not go.
Yeah,
I would have cried. They still have
the running of the bulls, but I think the butt of the joke there is the guys. That,
yeah, you're the stupid one in that for sure.
Totally.
Yeah. Well, bulls don't die in that one.
No.
No.
But somebody who's stupid and many people wish he would die is Justin Bieber.
You know, you are right, though, Phil, because when I stumbled across this story, as I'm doing research like I regularly do, it just blew me away how much response this kid garners on social media when he does something. And over Christmas, he posted a picture of himself in a $60 million private jet.
Wow.
Now, this jet is beautiful. I mean, the pictures show it's all leather seats, wood grain paneling. But
is it like a G6? Like a G6?
You know, it looked a lot like a G6, Phil.
All right.
And, you know, you read through these stories, and now at the bottom of every one, they have these comment sections where people can comment, and here there's 100. Here maybe there's even 1,200 people commenting. But when it came to the Bieber story, there was 8,000 comments, and almost all of them were vicious hatred towards Justin Bieber,
yeah,
the likes of which you have never seen. It turns out he was just chartering the jet, by the way. He didn't purchase.
How's he doing? Is he looking okay? Is he looking healthy and happy?
You know,
and
Phil, he looks stoned in the picture to me. Stoned and possibly maybe like he hadn't slept in a few days. He looked a little bit like a zombie. Maybe he was sick. I don't know.
He's not on the healthiest lifestyle kick right now, I don't think.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, one of the members of the crew here, one of the friends, is embarking on a lifestyle change. It happens to be Jay, and we will reveal what that is next here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. It's Phil Hewlett and Friends. Visit our website, philhewlettandfriends.com. Look at the show fun page. Look at the how to listen page and find out all the different ways you could listen to us on demand. iTunes, iHeart, Stitcher, any number of things. You can even listen and watch the show live. And if you've been with us for any amount of time, you've followed the saga of Jay Campidonia's love life.
Saga?
Yeah. Well, it was there was a period of time there where we were starting to worry about you. And then your mom, for your birthday, I think it was, bought you a membership to one of the online dating services.
Yes. Yes. Match.
Match.com.
I love that your mom's looking out for you like that.
That's when Jay got matched up with a girl with no legs.
Yeah. That's very true.
That's right.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Match.
And then, but then after a couple of mishaps, you had some success. You hit it off with a young lady.
I did.
And it doesn't seem like it's been all that long, but all of a sudden, you and the girlfriend, the GF, as you like to call her,
that's right,
have come to the conclusion that perhaps you are a perfect match.
I believe so.
And so what happened over the weekend?
This might get me going a little bit here. We've been talking about marriage, and we had been talking about the whole shebang. Are you ready to do this? You know, I'm 35, she's 33.
And now you're in the doghouse. Yeah.
You've got a lot to learn.
Yes, exactly, right?
She's 23.
Yeah, 23. Mm-hmm. So, and so it just so happened that my folks have a family jeweler. So I said, look, this is what we're thinking about. This is what she likes. Because every time I go to the store, I get overwhelmed. I have no idea what I'm looking at, and I just say forget it. So I turn away and I run as fast as I can. So they found a few samples, and so I had to come up with several different white lies over the past couple of weeks. One day I had car trouble.
Yeah.
So that was the day I met her folks. I actually, asked for her hand in marriage from her dad and her mom.
Wow. Old-fashioned, uh-huh. Old school.
Very old school. And then I had to, what did I have to do? Oh, I had to help my dad in the garage the next day.
Yeah.
That was the day my dad and my mom and I ran up to the jeweler to go check it out. Bought a ring and then hit it.
Yeah.
Hit it through the holiday. Hit it through everything. And like, her parents knew, I knew, my parents knew, my brother knows, her sister knows, and we're all getting together, and we're all drinking, and we're all like talking about it when she's going to the bathroom. It's like, okay, look, this is what's happening.
Yeah, right.
And then this past Saturday, December 27th, I said, we finally had a day off from family junk.
Yeah.
We didn't have to do anything. We didn't have to be anywhere. So
I love that show, Family Junk.
She's lining up things for us to do, errands, Costco, get the cars washed, got to go here, got to go there. And I'm like, you know what? No, I'm not doing any of that. This is our first day off. I'm not doing any of that. We went and we got the cars washed. I let you have that one. So let's take a drive.
Yeah.
We were going to meet my parents later on in the day and all that. Let's take a drive. Oh, my parents need an hour to get ready. So let's go around the backside of Palos Verdes.
That's always nice.
And it was a beautiful day. It was a gorgeous day. Hardly any wind.
The Palos Verdes Peninsula, by the way, in Southern California, for those of you who are from out of state, is just a beautiful, unspoiled, cliffy part of, well, of course, it's surrounded by multi-million dollar homes, but just the same. You could drive along the coast there, down the Portuguese bend and lose your suspension because of the roads.
That's right.
Are constantly in motion.
That's right. And I think like it was our third date. I took her up there to the Donald Trump Golf Course Park, the public park up there. And we had a picnic and, you know, blah, blah. And so we went right back to the same park. And anytime there's an argument or a tiff, she always says, tell me you love me and you can't live without me. And so I go, okay, okay, that's like our sorry, and all right, now let's smoochy, and then everything's rainbows and butterflies again.
Yeah.
So I was standing there, and I said, do that thing that you always tell me to do. And she goes, okay, tell me you love me and you can't live without me. And as soon as she finished, I dropped to one knee, and I said, I love you, and I don't want to live without you. Will you marry me?
Aww, that's so sweet.
At the park?
At the same table.
Was Trump there?
No. right?
You couldn't organize that?
No. I tried. He's going to come in a helicopter.
Yeah,
no.
Right.
So she freaked out. Just completely freaked out. What? Are you kidding me? Are you serious? Are you serious?
Was she not expecting this anytime soon?
We kept talking February or March.
Yeah.
And so I sold her on it.
Yeah.
And she bought it.
Wow.
February, March.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what she was telling everybody through the holidays. Oh, we'll get February,
well, okay,
March.
So how organized is this? You're engaged. Is there a wedding date? Or is this just something you'll talk about in the future?
You ready for this?
Wow.
You ready for this?
Boy.
This was Saturday.
Yeah.
I proposed on Saturday. I've got a date.
Really?
I've got a venue for the wedding.
No,
I have
you
a venue for the reception.
You can't pick that stuff. That's she's got to have input.
Everybody's had input. I mean, it has been phone call upon phone call.
Oh, it all happened after you went to your knee.
Pretty much. I mean, it actually happened Monday morning.
What
so
about
yesterday?
The trip to Costco?
Yeah, we never made it to Costco. We never made it.
That
we
could actually be this weekend.
All right. Yeah, so what is the date?
November 28th,
ooh,
next
wow.
year.
So you'll be more or less together for 2 years by then.
Correct.
November 28th.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Are we invited?
I don't know yet.
All right. It depends
it's
how
a
big
very,
of an affair it's going to be.
It is a very intimate chapel and all that stuff.
A small venue?
Yes, we want to keep it. We want to keep it small.
There that's on the Palos Verdes Peninsula, by any chance?
Exactly.
In the one chapel that's very
the glass one.
Yes,
it's that's where my sister got married.
Oh well, there you go.
I can.
Still married?
No, she's not.
Oh damn it! What the hell?
Sorry. Yes, she is, and they're very happy together.
So, yes, we've got photographer, we've got this, we've
you
got
know, the
that,
thing that you can do with the glass chapel is you could, after the ceremony, you could cross the street and head down the cliff there, avoid the cacti on the way down.
Right.
It's a rough trip down at about a 65-degree angle.
Yeah.
If you make it down to the rocks carefully, then you could rip off your clothes and you can have a naked reception down there on a nude beach.
I like that idea.
Oh, my goodness, wow. I didn't know there was a nude beach
well,
there.
Well, Aaron's invited. No.
Ah.
You have a lot to learn. Well, congratulations. That's we couldn't awesome. Be more proud of you.
Thank you very yes. much.
You know,
appreciate it.
Like I said on Facebook there, I feel like a proud papa, but more actually like a drunk uncle.
Well, that's very cool. Just I really same. Appreciate it.
And so now you've been calling awesome. Her the GF as a reference point for your lovely fiance. Will you now call her the fiance?
She is fiance.
Okay, all right.
And
I like that.
It's a blast anytime that
so now
we
she's
hear.
The F?
She's the F. Yeah, that's right. She's just the F. That's terrible, and I'm gonna get beat for this. I know it.
Well, our best to you
yes.
and
well,
to
you.
The F.
Yes.
And we wish you all the luck in the world, but that's a long way away, so we'll revisit this as we get closer to November.
Thank you very much.
For sure. Hey, coming up, which travel destinations are hot for the new year? Is Cuba on the list? All of a sudden, our travel guy joins us next with his thoughts on this right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. We're all done crying and hugging and making our plans for November. This is Phil Hewlett of Friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. And you are listening to the program with Jay Campadonia and Aaron Myers and Chris Martin. And just like Jay, you probably have to pick a destination, a travel destination. His will be a honeymoon. Perhaps yours will just be some time off. Did you pick the honeymoon already?
No, we're debating that right now.
All right.
We've got the travel agent talking. The headache upon headache upon headache has already started. Well, and I've only been engaged 4 days.
Yeah, well, just wait. So you yeah.
I'm guessing it's going to be a cruise, huh, Jay?
No.
Someplace, either a cruise over the water or some high altitude where you can jump, in either case.
Yeah.
But there are plenty of new destinations to consider for 2015, and those to consider to run far, far away from. The list is always changing, and that's why our travel guy, Gary Warner, is here. Hello, Gary.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Doing excellent. Great. Thanks. For 2015, you've had some time to think about this, and you have a handful of destinations, and we're going to play Hot or Not with them, right?
Right.
Okay, good. Where do we start?
Okay, let's start out with there's a place that's been in the news a lot the last couple of days that has been on the not list for 20 years, probably. Although a lot of our friends have traveled there. It's a big naughty place to go to. But pretty soon, it could be back on the regular tourist charts the way it was in the 1940s and 50s.
Are you talking about Cuba?
I'm talking about Cuba.
Oh, are they going to open up the casinos and everything?
Well, you know, we can't get ahead of ourselves, but the Obama administration is loosening the restrictions again, allowing more visits, person-to-person visits. It's going to take a while before we get into any sort of situation where, you know, you're going to be able to go and throw dice down there in downtown Havana. Mm-hmm. That guy with the beard and the cigars, Fidel Castro, is still sort of a roadblock on this whole thing.
He's still alive.
I think everybody's been waiting for him to kick the bucket, and then things will change.
All right, and the new guy, the other Castro, Raul, is that his name?
Right.
He seems to be more open to dealing with the United States, and perhaps things are cooling off a bit. And it would be great for the folks there in Cuba to get a sense of what a free market is like, and perhaps
well,
bringing in some
worry is
yeah
whether what how it's going to end up. Are they going to be something like the Dominican Republic, you know, a really cool beach resort, or are they going to go the Macau route, you know? Macau, which went from a Portuguese colony to being taken over by communist China, and is now like Las Vegas times seven.
Yeah,
if you've been there. So people are worried about what's going to happen to all the cool old buildings and cool old cars and things like that.
Yeah, everybody drives a 57 Chevy out there, right?
Yeah, they do. They do.
Yeah.
But along with Cuba, you know, nearby, what's going to happen is I think that Miami, this is all going to help Miami, and there should be some really interesting energy going on there in the next few years.
So would Miami be a good place to go to in 2015?
Yeah, Miami would be a great place to go this year. I think that there's a lot of optimism down there right now about the future. a great place to go. Two places that I actually like to go to this year, Zermatt in Switzerland. It's the 150th anniversary of the first ascent of the Matterhorn.
Oh.
So that mountain that I looked at as a kid in Anaheim all these years,
yeah,
you know, in Disneyland, the real thing is going to be having a series of celebrations.
The real Matterhorn's higher than maybe 700 feet, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think the Country Inn and Suites blots it out from the freeway.
Yeah. All right, yeah. For local people, that's
and then the other one. Yeah. The other one it's the 150th anniversary of the Civil War. We've been rolling through that for a number of years, and this will be the last year of a big National Park Service sponsored series of events. And it'll all end up with two spots: Appomattox, mm-hmm. where the first key surrender of Lee to Grant occurred, and then a really amazing place, if you've ever been there, Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C., where Abraham Lincoln was shot and killed.
Yeah. All right. So these are all the hots. I wonder about European countries, because many of them used to be a bargain, like Hungary and Poland. You know, you could go to Budapest and get a 5-star hotel for like $10 a night back in the day. Then they joined the Eurozone. And now, you know, good luck. Everything's real expensive there with the euro. So is there, other than the Matterhorn there in Switzerland, is there any place in Europe left to go that's on your hot list?
The place that I was really getting excited about, and I went to about 14 months ago, was the Ukraine. I loved it. I went to Odessa, went to Sebastopol. They're very beautiful people there, very warm and welcoming. But unfortunately, they've got a little bit of a civil war thing going on there. So that's not looking too good there.
Yeah.
There's really no great bargains right now in Europe. The bottom line bargain is worldwide, which is gasoline prices, fuel prices are at record lows, which should translate into cheaper airline tickets.
It should, but it hasn't yet.
Yeah.
I know. And that's the whole thing. Isn't it funny how they go up so fast?
Yeah.
When the prices go up, and then when they come down, they really don't come down very fast.
Well, yeah, they'll recover some of their losses from the front end and then catch up. And by then, the prices of gas will be going back up again.
But along the bad boy spots, the three cities in Europe, all favorites of mine that are number one, number two, number three for pickpockets.
Oh, and these are on the not list now for 2015.
Well, I don't know if it's on the not list, but it's on the keep your hand in your pants.
Excuse me?
Yes.
What are they?
Barcelona, Paris, and Rome.
Barcelona is how you have to say it.
Where you're most likely to lose
Paris
your
in Rome.
Your wallet to somebody coming by.
Well, I've been to two out of three, and I came away with my wallet, so that's good. But it's been a while. It's been a few
More
years.
More dangerously, Brazil and India are both been seeing spikes in sexual assault.
Yeah.
And have been in the news a great deal.
Are they making some space on their trains in India?
Yes. And Brazil, which has had the World Cup this year and is going to have the Olympics in 2016, worst kind of tourist information that people could have is that it's a place where you're going to go and get attacked. So they're going to have to deal with that over the next few years.
Yeah, how about that? All right.
There's only two places on the travel warning list that the U.S. puts out that are tourist spots. One is Israel, and people go there for religious purposes.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is probably the weirdest country in the world. It's a place where millions go for sun and fun, and yet it's on the most dangerous list of places to go in the world, according to the State Department, and that's our good old neighbor to the south, Mexico.
Really?
Yes.
It's still bad. I thought that the new administration down there had come up with a way to kind of ease the tension between authorities and the drug lords.
Ease the tension as in not prosecute them, not go after them?
Right, and so haven't the kidnappings and killings diminished?
But what you really need to do in Mexico is do your homework, find out where things are bad, where they're okay. Places like Tijuana have been coming back, have a great restaurant scene going on.
Rosarita Beach, right?
What?
Rosarita Beach, a favorite.
Rosarita Beach, most of the peninsula of Baja, down to Los Cabos, and all that are safe. But there's still a lot of areas in the inland. One of the weirdest spots where there's a lot of violence is the route between Mexico City and Acapulco in the state of Guerrero.
Yeah.
Acapulco has really lost its luster as a place to go.
That's too bad because it's one of those storied places. That's where the guys get up on the cliff in a Speedo and they dive into the water, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you just got to kind of look, do your research, find out where things are going. But even in a place like Chihuahua, the state of Chihuahua, where there's terrible crime problems, there's the Copper Canyon Railway, there's, you know, all sorts of exceptions to every rule.
Sure.
You just have to know where to go safe and where not to get off the beaten path.
Yeah. All right. Well, good advice. And Gary, happy new year and happy traveling in 2015.
Happy new year to you, Phil. I hope you had a great Christmas and are going to have a great new year. And we're going to have some exciting places to go for next year.
I can't wait. Gary Warner, Travel Guy. Thanks a lot.
Take care. Bye.
All right. There we go. Okay. Up next, complete surprises because we didn't plan this. No, I'm kidding. We have stories to talk about, including a little NFL playoff preview from our friend Chris here. That's next here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit PortsacallDining.com or call 310-833-3553. All right, we have breaking news here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. Lindsay Lohan has chikungunya.
Whoa.
That sounds
maybe
fake.
She got it from Justin Bieber. Maybe that's what he had in the
picture. No. This is true, though, and it's an untreatable virus that we've talked about on the program before. She's in Indonesia, I believe. She's vacationing somewhere out there, and she's contracted chikungunya. So will this be a career enhancer for Lilo?
The demise.
Hmm. Well, she survived several demise speed bumps along the way.
This is nothing compared to... Yeah,
you think?
I think so. She's been posting pictures still after the announcement of her bite by a mosquito, and she's still on vacation.
Yeah.
So.
And there's no rehab for chikungunya, so, you know.
Good for her.
Can't go see Dr. Drew.
She's a tough cookie. So you're saying she's invincible?
Perhaps she is. Perhaps she is. And, just a quick, another breaking news. You had some salt news for us there, Jay.
Yes, everybody knows Morton's Salt, right? Is that what it's called?
Yes, mm-hmm. Morton's. The one with the gal in the raincoat with the umbrella. And
yes.
And it's raining salt.
Yes, exactly. Well, they have a giant facility in Chicago, and they had part of their building collapse.
No!
Unfortunately, the part of the building that collapsed housed the salt.
Oh, man.
There is tons and tons and tons of salt that have spilled out onto the street and into the employee parking lot.
Oh, no.
Several cars have been buried under thousands of tonnage of salt.
Oh, I wonder if they'll repurpose that salt, you know, because they have the roads out there. They throw the salt down. Is that the same kind of salt maybe or is that going to make it eventually onto our dinner table?
I hope not. No, they have to get rid of all that, I think.
Yeah. All right.
That's what we
it looks like you would want to take like a pair of skis to the top of it and just slope your way
that's
down.
That's what I thought too when I saw the picture.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Now, Chris, it's a big playoff time now for the NFL,
playoffs.
Isn't it? That's right.
Playoffs? Talking playoffs.
What was that coach's name?
Jim Moore.
There you go. Yeah. All right. So we have matchups already? Is it all set?
We do. Everything's locked in. And by the way, more breaking news, just because that's what we do. We hit you with the breaking news. Ndamukong Suh, who is a lineman, a defensive lineman for the Detroit Lions,
yeah,
his appeal to his suspension has been upheld. He will be playing against the Cowboys this Sunday.
Oh, so. What was he suspended for again?
For stomping on MVP quarterback Aaron Rodgers' leg.
Oh,
during Sunday's game.
Did that look like a stomp to you?
I wouldn't call it a stomp, but I would call it intentional.
These guys still wear metal cleats?
Okay. No.
No.
No, but not for years.
But that doesn't mean that those cleats aren't sharp, and
yeah.
And oh, was it?
No, he's a 350-60-pound dude.
Was it AstroTurf or was it a
no? They were playing on grass.
Oh, so he's got some good spiky spikes on there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, he was digging into him. It did look on purpose to me, but apparently the league saw different.
And his name's Ndamukong Suh.
Ndamukong Suh.
You can't deny that.
Arguably the most dominating defensive player in the game.
Wow.
Now, as far as playoffs go, they start on Thursday. First, you got the Rose Bowl. We all love the Rose Bowl. That's here in town.
Yeah.
You got Florida State playing Oregon. That's the battle of the Heisman quarterbacks, Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota going at it.
Go Ducks.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, you have the Sugar Bowl, which is going to feature Ohio State and Alabama. That's the battle of the coaches because you got Urban Meyer from Florida and you got Nick Saban, who's a legend. Alabama's got 15 championships. And then we'll go into Sunday. Sunday, you got the wild card games. The Arizona Cardinals will be facing the Carolina Panthers in Carolina. Baltimore Ravens against the Pittsburgh Steelers. There's a division rivalry for you.
Yeah,
that's the game to watch. That's on Saturday?
Yeah.
Saturday, okay.
That one's Saturday.
Now you know what you're doing.
And then on Sunday, you got the Cincinnati Bengals and the Indianapolis Colts. Mm-hmm. We'll see who wins that one. Colts. And then the final game on Sunday, the evening game, is the Detroit Lions at the Dallas Cowboys. How about them, Cowboys?
That's right. Go Cowboys.
What is the deal? All of a sudden, Tony Romo is a good quarterback. Is it because
he's been a good quarterback?
They have
all
an offensive
year.
Line now. Is that what it is?
That's the big argument. That's the big deal.
Yeah,
they have an excellent offensive line, and Romo's been a good quarterback all year. But he's got, you want to talk about a monkey on your back? He's got a silverback gorilla on his back previous failures.
So what are you saying? He's going to choke in the playoffs?
No, I don't think so.
He's done it before.
Yeah,
but I don't think this year.
Yeah.
But he's done it. He's never made it past the first game in the playoffs.
Yeah,
that's the thing, and he's had multiple chances. They were, a few years ago, they were 5 yards out of the end zone,
mm-hmm.
and Romo fumbled.
Yeah.
A few years before that, they were 5 yards out of the end zone, Romo throws an interception.
Yeah.
It's like, you had it.
So if he...
You had it, dude.
If the Cowboys don't make it out of the first round this year, will there be no Mo Romo?
No. He'll still be their starter.
They'll come back. Yeah.
Yeah? Really?
He'll just have to hide his head for the next 3 months while all the NFL analysts just bury him.
Oh, and how about the fans who just look for his home address?
Oh, yeah.
Especially in Texas. Bad. Yeah, they jump on it, those Dallas fans.
No Mo Romo. That's funny.
Well, somebody's going to hold that sign up, aren't they?
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
All right, but does Dallas hold home field advantage for a particular amount of time? Did they have one of the best records, or
they did? Well, they get home field advantage for this first round, this wild card playoff. Then if they win that, they're going to have to go to Green Bay, which is going to be a very difficult place to play. Also, they're going to get past this first round. It's a little bit different with Sue back in the game now because he's a defensive troublemaker.
Yeah.
But
they're just built
better.
I want to see some whiteout in Green Bay.
Did we have a game like that this year like 4 inches of snow on
and
the
last season there was the threat of that in the Super Bowl and never happened.
Yeah, I like watching guys play in the snow. That's always fun.
That's great.
I agree.
The best.
I enjoy
when you're inside.
Okay.
Yeah. Watching on TV.
Yeah. Did you write down who we said was going to go all the way? We talked about that, didn't we? Who was going to be in the? Because I said Seattle would win it.
Well, and it's not a bad pick because that's the number one seed in the NFC. In the AFC, the number one seed is the New England Patriots. So, right now, all roads go through those two places to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and the Seahawks actually got hot at the right time.
Right.
The second half of the season, just like the Cowboys.
Sure.
Just letting you know, the Cowboys beat the Seahawks earlier in the season.
What?
So.
Mm-hmm. In Seattle, which nobody does that.
Saying.
And where's the Super Bowl this year?
It's in Arizona. It's right in our backyard.
I'd love
to go.
Arizona.
That's the last time I went was when I was in Arizona. So.
Had the Chargers not choked, I'd be hoping to get tickets to go see it.
Poor Rivers. Poor guy. That's funny.
All right. You done with all of this? With the football?
Oh, I could keep going.
No, that's okay. Aaron, just give us a quick look at the most admired people on the planet.
Well, the most admired people for men, Barack Obama. Oh, for women, Hillary Clinton. And they've both been the most admired many, many times. Yeah. So, and I guess the next people up, not really that close. But for women, Oprah Winfrey was, you know, the next closest to Hillary Clinton. And for men, it was...
Ryan Gosling.
No.
Oh.
Dr. Ben Carson.
Who?
That's kind of what I said.
Is he the Ebola doctor?
Sure, we'll go with that.
No, right.
No, I don't know. I didn't look him up in time. I know. That was bad of me.
Study is this? Who said that Barack Obama is the most admired man?
It's a Gallup poll.
Oh, he's running for president, everybody.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. I will say this. I was watching Barack Obama because he got up to speak to Native Americans, so something associated with the Native Americans. And that dude, when he gets up behind a podium, he's like... He's just got swagger, you know what I mean? It's like he's just oozing with this self-confidence.
That's the thing he plays. When the chips are down, he comes out and gets you to forget about that.
Yeah,
that's
how you
get elected. You have to have that.
Yeah, because
je ne sais quoi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, exactly. You got swagger versus some, you know, some white guy with a tie on, you know what I mean?
All right, so Jay Capadonia's life is changing. There's an upheaval in his life. He's getting married. He's engaged. He has a wedding date and all of that. And he has more change. In fact, today, Jay, Chris and Aaron don't know about this.
Oh.
Our audience does not know about this.
Oh.
That this is your final day on the program.
No.
That is true.
No way. Yes.
No.
Some things are changing professionally. And
Wow.
I'm not happy about it.
No.
I will say that.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that.
I've enjoyed having you on the program. I think everybody has. And
appreciate that.
Don't know that you could be replaced. But
me?
No. But we'll find him. And you'll come groveling back.
I'm sure I will. I hope I do.
How do you go the whole show without telling us that?
He's getting too good at secrets. This is crazy.
Man.
I was sworn to secrecy.
Well, we can't possibly distract you along the way.
That is true.
Did I seem distracted?
No.
I would have cried the
professional
whole time.
Professional.
That's right.
Broadcaster. We wish you all the luck in the world on
Thank
so
you.
Many
yeah,
fronts.
Man.
But stay in touch. The door's always open for you here, man.
I will. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
If the other things
everybody.
Don't work out, you've got a home here.
And Mike, thank you.
And we won't hold it against you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
But we owe you a couple of drinks for sure. Hey, send your comments to the website. Click content at philhewlettandfriends.com. For Jay, for Aaron, for Chris, I'm Phil. Can't wait to talk to you next time here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.